Welcome again to the CADcast, the first ever technical CAD podcast providing tips, tricks, tools, and techniques toward a more efficient CAD user. Today's episode, drawing file and folder organization, and a new feature, the CADcast Quick Tip. Today I'm going to discuss drawing file organization and why you should organize, and a new CADcast Quick Tip where I'll discuss using XRefs as a time-saving technique. Now, as usual, this is an enhanced podcast, so the screens will update automatically with the audio. If you're listening with iTunes, you can click the image in the view window for a full-size screenshot. So let's get started. File organization for very small projects may not be that big of a task, but for drawing sets that can have 10, 20, or even 100 sheets, it's a good idea to do some pre-planning. The purpose of this topic is not to tell you that your way is wrong, or that your company's way is wrong, but to let you know that if you plan on using the more advanced features in AutoCAD 2005 and newer versions of AutoCAD, including the Sheet Set Manager, good file organization reveals its benefits. I'll cover sheet sets in a future episode. So, there's many reasons for creating and maintaining a standard file structure. Here I'll give an example of how I've been doing things for years that works for me, and some of these ideas or all of the ideas may not work in your current environment, or your company may already have well-established and tried-and-true standards. Hopefully you'll find something useful from this episode. Now, as illustrated in this folder, there's a drawings folder for this project. Under the drawings folder are several subfolders for each phase of the project, including, for example, preliminary design, permitting, pipeline, final design. That's the folder we're in right now, final design. And there's similar folders that you're seeing here under each of those other folders, as well as the drawing files for that phase, such as final design in this case. Now, the typical folders include backup, a folder for quick backups of drawings before major revisions and for version histories, more on this in a minute, blocks specific to this project, DWF for portable published sets, PDF for final published sets used for printing, reference for design reference data and cut sheets, renders for 3D model renderings, and other non-standard folders that were added that were pertinent to this specific project. So let's look in the backup folder. As you can see, there's many versions of the drawing models at different stages of design for security. A design may undergo a major change, but some details that are supposed to be removed may be recalled in future revisions. It's important to save these versions to avoid having to redraw details later if some of these design objects are recalled. Additionally, it may be important to save versions for legal reasons to document changes. That all depends on your company. Now, to go even deeper, in the backup folder, there are subfolders that store drawing sets that were distributed to subcontractors, to the client, and also received from subcontractors after their revisions. These versions are saved for the same reason as I mentioned earlier, to keep track of changes and to easily recover old versions if necessary. The backup folder serves another very important role as the project progresses. Once a deliverable is met, such as 30% drawings, 60% drawings, etc., the complete drawing set, including supporting files such as a sheet set file, more on that in a future episode, can be zipped to archive it. The zip is then stored in the version history folder inside the backup folder. Then the drawings are treated as the next version in the project life cycle. If an older drawing set is needed for some reason, the now current set can be zipped to preserve it, like taking a snapshot in time. And the older set can then be unzipped into that same drawing folder, and you're back where you were when you archived. Then simply bring back the snapshot set of drawings, and you're back where you were before restoring the old version. Now, very important to keep in mind that the backup folder is not your fail-safe backup. It cannot and should not ever serve as your only means of backing up your drawings to protect your investment and time. It's only a place to store versions and quick backups. Your server or computer should also have a regular backup system to protect the entire structure from catastrophic losses from hardware or software failures. Now on to some of the other folders. The DWF and the PDF folders are used to store working draft sets, the DWFs, for internal review, and deliverable sets, the PDFs. It's a good idea to store these in a separate folder, than the drawings folder just to reduce the number of files that you have to weed through from day to day. Now, I also mentioned the blocks folder, and this is used to store this project's specific blocks, such as an initial or a seal block, client logos, any other thing that would be specific to just this project. And obviously, this block folder is different from your global block library, which I'll talk about in future episodes. Now, this is obviously just one way to manage your files. The trick is to find what works best for you for your projects and hopefully set up a standard that you can use from project to project. Okay, well, that about does it for the organizational part of the main topic of this podcast. Now for a new feature of the podcast, the CADcast Quick Tip. I want to talk about something that you may have seen in a previous screenshot of the project's blocks folder, and that's the status stamp. This is a feature that was implemented to visually clarify that a drawing set is at a specific stage of completion in a client deliverable. I put this stamp in the space of the title block where the engineer's seal would normally go. This makes it clear that a printed set is at an interim stage of design and should not be used for construction, only for review. Now you can imagine in a large drawing set that it would be a nightmare to update this every time you went to the next phase of the project deliverable. So instead of implementing this as inserting a block, I use it as an XREF. Now this simplifies the editing and publishing of a large drawing set by treating this as a stamp. Since it's just XREF'd into the drawing, if you just change the contents of the stamp, then the new drawing set will inherit the properties and the contents of that stamp next time you load the file. So for organizational purposes, all the files are called in the block folder are called status stamp dash blank, where the blank part of the file name is 30%, permit, 100%, etc. Now each version of these status stamps with a different end part of the file name is really just a placeholder. So I don't have to create the blocks every time. I've already got them made. The drawing set simply references the file called statusstamp.dwg. So all I have to do when the next phase of the drawing comes up is just delete the statusstamp.dwg, make a copy of the version of the stamp that I want to use and name it statusstamp.dwg, and AutoCAD will just see that new file. It doesn't really care what the contents are. It'll just display whatever the contents are next time you load the drawing. Now, XREFs are used typically for base maps and sometimes title blocks, but using creativity, you can go a lot further. Like I mentioned here, you can save a huge amount of time for large sets of drawings when it comes to publishing them. Now, since I mentioned global blocks earlier and time is running out on this episode, I'll cover block organization and growing your block library in the next episode. As I go along with this new venture, I'm learning how to clean up the audio with the equipment that I have and how to streamline the creation and production to make each episode better than the last. So please stay subscribed, and thanks again for listening. Well, that's all the time for this episode. This and all CADcast episodes are brought to you by RL Graphics, providing outsourcing of CAD, GIS, and graphic services to engineering, geotechnical, and environmental firms in Central Florida and throughout the rest of the country. For more information about RL Graphics, or for questions, comments, or suggestions for future CADcast episodes, feel free to email me at boblupo@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening, and join me next time for another episode.